I been a throw up the sex in a city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet semen. I know what they like, so I just keep cheesing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Trying to come the same day as Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need your reasons. I got plaques in the mail peak season. Shout out to my UPS workers, making sure I receive it. You could do it too, believe it. I've been a throw up the sex in a yes, I am. They say he was a superstar now. Damn, I guess I am. You might be the man.
Man, I love that song, Jared. How you doing? Good evening, Medford. It's a nice Friday morning. Great weather out here. I love the fall. Jared, good to see you.
It is great to see you, Peter. I'm super excited for our first ever edition of First Class with Jared and Peter here at WMFO in Medford.
That's right, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tops Freeform Radio. We're excited to be here.
Start of a long journey, a journey that we're prepared to go on, and a journey we hope that you guys take with us.
Yeah, we got some really nice music to play for you guys. Also, some really great conversation. Specifically, Jared, how about them Cowboys? What do you think about the Cowboys thus far? Is Cooper Rush the option at QB?
I think he absolutely is not. Dak Prescott all the way. Cooper Rush, though, he's kind of saucy with it.
Yeah, he's top 10 right now.
Three picks the other day. He's not top 10 right now.
Who'd they play?
I don't even remember.
Me neither. Oh, the Eagles. The Eagles. All right, that's fair. Come on. They got a great defense. Great offense, too.
The Cowboys.
And the Eagles. Yeah,
oh, the Eagles? Yeah, the Eagles have a great offense. The Cowboys with Cooper Rush, not so much.
Yeah, they're working on it. So what kind of music we got today, Jared?
Tonight, we have a medley of hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I think it'll be a good show for you, all you listeners out there. And we're excited to get this show on the road.
What do we got up first?
First up tonight, in the very first edition of First Class with Jared and Peter, we have Santeria by Sublime.
One of my favorites. I love this song. Great song when you're driving around. Great song in the summer, I'd say. Specifically, like, when I'm out on a boat, if I'm just hanging around, if the sun's shining, I'm going to listen to Santeria. It's got great feel-good vibes. I like the guitar specifically. Sublime's a great band.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. A classic band of the 90s, and we will get right into it. First edition of First Class. Here we go.
Thanks for being here.
Well, start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. It's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. You know I've seen a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart. I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl. But if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there. But just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Remember you like a child, girl.
How's everybody going? We just listened to Wild World by Cat Stevens, a beautiful song. So everybody, this is our first show. This is First Class with Jared and Peter. If you'd like to call in, we got the number 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636 on WMFO 91.5 Medford Freeform Radio. Jared, what do we got next?
Next up, we got a classic. It's Oye Como Va, and it's the version by Carlos Santana.
That's a beautiful song. Hey! Is my...
we have a caller on WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello there.
We have a caller on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Are you here, Henry Portman?
This is not Henry Portman, but I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think 4 rounds of COVID vaccines is necessary?
No. N-O.
I think it's a personal choice.
No, it isn't.
Unfortunately, like we have another caller coming in, so we're going to have to cut you off.
I'd like to hear from Peter on this matter first.
That doesn't sound like the same caller. Who is this? And how do you know my name?
Henry Portman.
All right, next caller. Get him out of here. I don't like these guys, eh?
All right. Thank you for calling First Class with Jared and Peter. We'll have you anytime. I don't know what those hooligans wanted. Continue to call our lines. Feel free to hit us up. Again, 855-915-9636. Our next song is a classic. Oh, we have another phone call coming in, but our next song is a classic.
Answer it, answer it,
it
answer
is
it.
And She Was by the Talking Heads. I gotta put them on here first.
All right.
I don't know how to...
Hang on, Mark.
Back with a new caller on First Class with Jared and Peter, the inaugural episode. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. This is James Gamble from Tufts University.
Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
James, where are you from?
I'm from Tufts University. Originally, I'm from Texas, Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Fastest growth. Fastest growing city in America, right?
Really? James.
Yeah, that's true, but please don't say that about my town, please.
James, we got a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. 100 chicken-sized horses or 1 horse-sized chicken, what would you beat in a fight and why?
Don't ask me that, please. I'm so serious. I do not want to do this. I really want to ask you guys a serious question right now.
This is Kari.
Was that not obvious before? I'm frankly at a loss for words.
All right, ask your question, James.
You there, James?
What did you say?
You there, James?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You good?
Ask your question, please.
So, this is a really serious question, so if you guys laugh, it's not going to be cool at all. You guys ready?
Go ahead.
So, this past Saturday, I went home to see my family and my stepsister. My stepsister, she was wearing this dress that was really cool. But besides that, my mom made this casserole that was not really that good. Do you think it's right and okay for me to say that that casserole was nasty or not straight to my mom's face?
To your mother? No. She made you that casserole.
But still, the casserole was nasty.
To your mother? No. If she made you some food, you eat it and you say thank you.
You know, I'm going to disagree on that one. I think constructive feedback is always a good thing.
To your mother?
Thank you.
I mean, what was in the casserole?
It was like lettuce, cheese, pork, Lil, my stepsister. Right.
Well, from the first ingredient, already a no-go. We can't be putting lettuce in a casserole. Regardless of what came after.
This ain't shepherd's pie, is it?
No, if your mother made you shepherd's pie, what about that?
I hate shepherd's pie. Don't fucking ask me that shit.
Hey, okay. No, we got to get you off the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. No. We got Caesar Williams.
We're back on air. We have a new guest waiting to come on. You're on air with WMFO Medford. This is First Class with Jared and Peter. Who are we speaking to?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello? My name is Caesar Williams, or Afakenwa.
Nice to have you on. What's your purpose in calling tonight?
I had a very serious question about whether or not you guys think Trump should be on Twitter, the app known as Twitter.
the app known as Twitter, whether Trump should be on Twitter or not? That's your question?
Yes.
That's a tough one. I don't think he should, personally.
I think it's a matter of Twitter's personal guidelines. Seems like he's broken them.
What's wrong with Truth Social?
He seems comfortable on his own platform. Caesar, you still there?
Yes. What did you say?
I said he seems pretty comfortable on his own platform there over at Truth Social. And I heard Kanye is buying Parler, so he's got another option there as well.
I heard that. They're expanding the market, but so that's always good to hear.
But he is preaching free speech.
Yeah, that's free speech protected by the government, not protected by a private company.
It's free speech. Isn't the United States of America, the place that I came from with my family from Sierra Leone, isn't that what we are on?
You came from Sierra Leone? What part?
Don't ask me that. Why do you want to know about me?
We're interested in your backstory and what led you to us here at WMFO. We're wondering, what's your hometown?
Name three cities in Sierra Leone right now.
Akenua, Sierra Leone. What are you talking about? Why do you want to know my family?
Who's laughing in the background?
It's me. I'm watching a YouTube video.
What video?
What are you doing?
All right, listen, Caesar. Caesar. All right, Caesar. All right, you're alone in the woods. You come across a house made of candy. Are you going inside?
No. What? Am I stupid?
Why not?
What is this? Why are you asking me these questions?
You go to your grandma's house, but she's a wolf dressed in grandma's clothes.
In this metaphor, the house made of candy is Twitter, and you are Donald Trump, and you shouldn't go in the house because it would be bad for you.
All right, LeBron or MJ?
Are you racist?
Excuse me?
Are both of you racist?
What gives you that impression?
I'm asking you a question.
The answer is no.
No, we're not.
You said what?
The answer is no.
What did he say?
I said no, he also I'm not said racist. No. Caesar. What? What do you think? Why are we racist?
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, we're answering. Caesar.
Before I proceed with my answer, I'm asking you a question.
All right, Caesar. LeBron or MJ? You got a 1v1 for the fate of the universe. Who are you taking?
Why are you asking me about basketball? Is it because I'm black?
Right. That's what that's about.
Unfortunately, we have limited time on our program.
You're wasting our time.
Don't you dare.
Thank you for coming on the show tonight. Next up, we've got some great songs from the Electric Light Orchestra. Don't Bring Me Down. Coming up right now.
I cheat.
You got
Hey guys, how you doing? We got a ladder safety PSA coming to you. Listen, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or even waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. That's right. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. What could that be? It's a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy, right? I use ladders all the time. It seems easy. But misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people, that's 150,000 who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. So don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message brought to you from the American Center of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Wow. Scary, scary stuff. All of our listeners out there need to be very careful when climbing a ladder. I think Caesar particularly might need some help with that.
I'm worried about Caesar. Jared, listen, just last year alone, I was using a ladder. I remember my roof had some difficulties. My dad took me up. So he taught me how to use a ladder, all the safety involved. It's important you hold the base of the ladder. You get a buddy too, right, when you're going up, because those things are wobbly.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really couldn't. I understand you have a bit of a personal story about our next song.
Yeah, this next song we're going to listen to, You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. I bring up my dad. This reminds me exactly of my dad. When I was a kid, me and my three siblings, we'd always expect to get exactly what we wanted. What kid doesn't expect that? And my dad would always reference this song, You Can't Always Get What You Want.
You know what's funny, Peter? My dad did the exact same thing.
Let's hear it.
Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones.
You get what you need. Oh. prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy. You can't always get what you want. No. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. No. But if you try sometime, you just might find.
We got another caller. It's a busy night here at 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to First Class with Jared and Peter. Who do we got calling?
Arturo Ferrero Gomez.
How you doing, Arturo? Where are you from?
Bien, señor. Mendoza, Argentina.
Argentina? That's far.
Mendoza, yeah.
I'm in Tufts University aquí. Ahora.
It would be Estoy in Tufts University.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Arturo,
tengo un cuestión por ellos, por ustedes.
hit me.
A ti te gusta los pies? I don't know how to say it in English.
Seems like you don't know how to say it in Spanish.
How do you say it in foot? Do you like foot?
It's not an appropriate question for our viewers on the air, unfortunately.
I'm going to have to not answer this one. I'm going to leave it to Jared. I can't talk about this on air.
How is it a bad question?
I have a question. Do you know a guy by the name of Caesar?
Caesar...
Peter, what was Caesar's last name?
Caesar Williams.
Caesar Williams.
In Grecia? Yo no conozco una persona con el nombre.
Yeah, he's from Sierra Leone. You guys sound similar. I was just wondering if you knew each other.
Yo no conozco este hombre.
Really?
Yo solamente conozco el hombre Caesar de Grecia.
Caesar, answer me this. Caesar, I know that you follow football. How
And, well, what do you think about CMC Christian McCaffrey going to the 49ers in a blockbuster deal tonight? Did you hear about that?
Football?
Yeah, football. American football.
Ronaldo y Messi. Messi de Argentina is.
All right, we can talk about soccer.
I have a question directed to Henry Portman. I know he's in the room with you. How does he feel that he can no longer say that the Giants have the most handsome quarterback running back duo in the NFL?
Wait, I want to ask a better question, Henry. Seriously, Caesar or Arturo. Arturo, please do me a favor. Put Henry on the phone. It's a good question.
Quién es Henry?
Look, we can drop the front. We know Henry's there with you.
No, Henry. He's probably sleeping.
Henry.
If you don't put Henry on the phone, unfortunately, this conversation is going to be over.
Henry.
All right, have a good night, Arturo.
Have a good night.
Amigo, aquí.
He's here now.
What?
Henry. Have the Yankees lost?
Wait. How do you know Arturo? Wait, do you know Caesar too?
No, I don't know who that is.
But you know Arturo?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet?
He was in Davis Square.
This is Gabe.
Yeah, can you say the word Henry Portman? Enunciate, please.
Henry Portman.
Is that him?
It sounds like Gabe.
¿Por qué tú?
Oh, and it's Arturo.
It's
¿Por qué tú quieres el nombre Henry Portman?
All right, we got to talk to you later.
Yeah, you've taken up an inordinate amount of our time on the show, and you have not asked anything productive.
Yeah. All right, Arturo, can we talk about some real stuff here? Arturo, are you fully vaccinated? Did you get your most recent shot?
Sí, señor.
Why?
Arturo, are you a student at Tufts University?
Yo soy un mentiroso. Yo no tengo mi.
You're a liar.
Y for now, I guess short the COVID.
We got 15 minutes, Jared.
Yeah, I think you've taken up enough of our time, Arturo slash whatever your name was.
Caesar
slash Henry
from
Portman.
Sierra Leone.
All right, we'll be seeing you. Next up on the queue, we've got a classic. It is Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac.
Great song.
Takes to the sky like a bird in flight, and who is
First.
And we're back. First Class with Jared and Peter. That was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. We've had a great show so far. Some interesting callers. Hopefully, maybe a couple more coming in the near future. Peter, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Jared. It's a great night. This is our first show, so it's really awesome to be here. I appreciate all the callers. Not sure Arturo will be welcome back calling, but Caesar was a great guest, so we're glad to have him call in. Next up, we got Fame by David Bowie. This is a great song. I was listening to this a lot over the summer, particularly. It just gives you that great, confident vibe. So everybody out there listening, thanks for being here. This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Fame by David Bowie. We'll be right back. All right, up next. Well, first of all, that was Fame by David Bowie. I had a blast listening to it. Thanks for listening to it with me. Next up, we have Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. You know what this song reminds me of, Jared?
Remind you of walking by a river?
The Sopranos.
Man, that fish.
That fish.
That fish.
That talking fish. This is another song I used to listen to a lot in the summer. Specifically, I used to work at a bank, and one day this came over the speaker system. I never heard it before. So I Shazammed it, took it home, found it on my phone. Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. I've been listening to it ever since. Let's get into it.
This is Take Me to the River, the live version from Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads.
Oh,